Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will talk about the McPherson County wheat plots, soil sampling, and cover a lot of the extension news and information. But first, as average age of the Kansas farmer increases, K-State's Land Link program helps to keep family farms running. In Kansas, the average age of the agriculture producer is 58.1 years old, according to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. The same report indicates 66% of those who farm in the Sunflower State are more than 55 years of age. What that means is that most of our farmers or ranchers could retire sometime within the next 10 years. A 2012 study from the Harvard Business School found that 70% of family-owned businesses failed to transition to the new owners successfully, as in Kansas, 84% of Kansas farmers are family-owned. The new Land Link program provides the opportunity for landowners who do not have anyone coming back to the farm to be matched with a beginner farmer or rancher who is interested in this opportunity. Call the Extension office for more details. Plan to nominate a desiring Kansas producer or landowner for the 2022 Kansas Bankers Association Conservation Awards program this year. The Bankers Association, K-State Research and Extension, and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have announced six award categories: wildlife habitat, energy conservation, water quality, water conservation, windbreaks, and soil conservation. The purpose of this program is to stimulate the greater interest in the conservation of agriculture and natural resources of Kansas by giving recognition to those farmers and landowners who have made outstanding progress in practicing conservation on their farms. You can submit your nominations to the Extension Office no later than November 11, 2022. In my local farming news, I have two of the three county wheat plots planted, with 28 varieties of wheat planted at the Golly Plot, just west of 23rd and Cheyenne, north of Mound Ridge, and 27 varieties planted in the Schrader Plot, west of Inman, between 4th and 5th Avenue on Cheyenne Road. Stop by and check out the white stake signs to see the progress of your favorite wheat varieties. For fall soil testing of hay fields and pastures, knowing the soil nutrients is a requirement to establish an adequate soil fertility program for forages. Soil testing can be done either in the spring or fall on hay fields and pastures. Given the choice, fall would be a preferred time because it allows more time for the needed lime applications to have an effect before the main growing season begins, and it gives the producer some flexibility for planning nutrient applications. Soil sampling is typically recommended at least every 3 to 4 years, but more frequently sampling can keep you from applying excessive and unnecessary amounts of fertilizer or manure and can increase yields by revealing exactly which soil nutrients are too low for the optimum productivity. This is particularly important given the high fertilized prices. Brome fields can really benefit from proper fertilized applications. Although fertilizing a native pasture is not often recommended, knowing if there's a problem in the soil health is. Plan now to attend the 2022 KSU Swine Day. This year's Swine Day will be hosted Thursday, November 17th at the KSU Alumni Center. Pre-registration is $25 for a participant by November 10th. There is no charge for students if they want to pre-register. The complete schedule and online registration information can be found at www.ksuswine.org. If you are wanting an IMR Red Book, we have them at the office for sale on a first-come, first-served basis. The K-State Research and Extension is all about informing McPherson County residents on local topics that help community members in their time of need. Whether it's a topic covering your home, farm, ranch, 4-H activity, finances, or family health and wellness, we have something for everyone. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office by calling 620-241-1000. 1523 with any programming or agriculture questions. I hope you have a great start to your week.